Thank you and good morning. Sheriff's deputies responded to the Walgreens pharmacy in the 2500 block of Harrison Avenue in Eureka on Saturday afternoon at about 4:30 after 911 calls came in that a female customer had assaulted an employee at the store and sent that victim to the hospital for treatment of injuries. Deputies contacted several witnesses who had restrained the suspect, 40-year-old Erica Stevens, until law enforcement reached the scene. Stevens was arrested and booked for attempted murder and assault with a deadly weapon. The motive behind the attack is unknown, and the store employee was the only victim injured. For the second time in the past 8 weeks, law enforcement personnel from Trinity and Humboldt counties responded to the small hamlet of Higham Palm at the county border on a report of a homicide. Trinity County deputies determined that an adult male subject had been shot and killed early Friday morning during an altercation at a residence on Curlin Creek Road. Deputies arrested 74-year-old Andrew Hamlin. He was booked into Trinity County Jail on a homicide charge. It was in September when two Humboldt County men, Michael Sims and Larry O'Connor, were murdered in Higham Palm as well. The district attorney's office has determined that an Arcata police officer-involved shooting was justified and that no charges will be brought against Arcata police. It was on May 17th when Arcata police officers Don Arminio and Matthew O'Donovan responded to a report of a man acting in a threatening manner at the Shell gas station at G and 6th. They were confronted by 26-year-old Joshua Hoffman, who was swinging two sticks, one wooden and the other metal, as he approached the officers. O'Donovan deployed his taser to no effect, and Arminio fired his service weapon, striking Hoffman, who was treated for gunshot wounds. The sheriff's office has identified 31-year-old Hoopa man Eric Matilton as the suspect arrested during a shooting incident at a residence off Highway 96 last Thursday morning. Matilton was reportedly shooting from his residence on Boozer Lane while in the midst of a mental health crisis, and he remained holed up in his residence once law enforcement was on scene. Sheriff's personnel were in contact with Matilton via cell phone, and twice during the standoff that lasted about 4 hours, Matilton exited the residence and fired shots from a handgun. Deputies returned fire at one point, but Matilton was not hit, and he was taken into custody shortly after. There were no injuries reported either to residents in the area or to law enforcement personnel, and Matilton was booked into county jail on a list of charges, including assault with a deadly weapon and probation violations. Jordan Christmas has news from Arcata.
The Economic Development Committee for the City of Arcata is now accepting nominations for its 2017 Business of the Year Award. The Arcata City Council will announce the award winner in February at the Chamber of Commerce annual dinner. Residents must submit their nominations by the end of the month. For more information on how to nominate a business, you can contact Arcata City officials.
Thank you, Jordan. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. We're a week away from the general election, and this week we will focus on the local bond measures, city and county tax measures, and the candidates running for various offices across the county and who are listed on this year's ballot. Today, we look at the school bond measures, including two for Arcata Elementary. If approved, Measure H would implement a parcel tax on residents to expand and maintain arts, music, and dance programs at the elementary school. The $59 annual parcel tax would sunset after 8 years and will take a two-thirds majority to pass. Measure I is the second Arcata measure and would sell $3.4 million in general obligation bonds for the Arcata Elementary School for equipment and facility maintenance and upgrades to classrooms, heating and cooling equipment, and playgrounds. Measure K has been issued by the Jacoby Creek School District and will sell $2.7 million in bonds for classroom modernization, facility maintenance, and removal of hazardous materials from school properties. Measure L was issued by Ferndale Schools and will sell $4.8 million in general obligation bonds for facilities and equipment, as will Measure M, which was issued by the Mattole Unified School District for equipment and facility needs. Measure N has been issued by the South Bay Union School District and would sell $4 million in bonds for school facilities and the construction of a new child care building. All bond measures need 55% approval to pass. And that's the news on this Monday morning. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.